This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The dramatic testimony today of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein before the House Judiciary Committee. Now, Mr. Rosenstein is the man who appointed Bob Mueller as special counsel to lead the Russia probe. And today, he doggedly defended his choice. Not really surprising. But even as these alarming pieces of evidence are emerging about the rank anti-Trump bias in the investigation. Now, we told you about some of it last night when we reported on the text between FBI agent Peter Strzok and his gal pal and colleague Lisa Page. She also works at the FBI. So in the text, Page calls then candidate Trump a, quote, loathsome human being, while Strzok referred to the future president as, quote, an idiot. I mean, that's kind of run-of-the-mill liberal stuff, right? But bear in mind, Strzok's the guy who led the Hillary Clinton email server investigation, so I'm sure he was really tough on that. And he interviewed Hillary in the one pre-4th of July interview she did. He interviewed Huma Abedin, okay? He's a busy man. And later, he was involved in the Russia probe. I mean, the guy is like Zelig. He's everywhere. But there's more. On August 15th of last year, Strzok texted Page, "There's no way Trump gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the event, unlikely event that you die before you're 40. My friends, it's one thing to have a political opinion. It's quite another thing for members of America's top law enforcement agency to discuss ways to prevent Donald Trump from being elected president. Now, we should note here that Strzok was removed from the Mueller probe after FBI officials became aware of these texts. But I say there must be more to the story. And today, Republicans demanded real answers from Rosenstein.
It'd be interesting to get a kind of a TikTok of this, Scott, of when, you know, this all became evident and then Mueller decided to make the move. Something had to call his hand on this. And the other thing is that people aren't, you know, you need to consider that, okay, what you did is you reclassified the guy. You didn't just get him out of the FBI. You just put him into human resources. So what does human resources do? Aren't they the hiring agency for the FBI? So, okay, so if they're the hiring agency and now you are the gatekeeper for who comes into the FBI, what kind of agent do you think, or ideologue, that Strzok is going to let in?
Probably, I mean, probably ones that share his viewpoint. Same thing that you do at any hiring.
Exactly. Right? You know, yeah, birds of a feather flock together, and you're compatible, simpatico with people who have the same worldview. And his is so pronounced. I mean, he's the kind of guy that if you were on an airplane and you mentioned that you liked the president, he probably in all hell would break loose because he thinks you're an idiot. And if he's with a girlfriend who thinks you're loathsome, so you're less than, so what does it matter anyway if I, go after you and attack you and debase you because our viewpoints don't coincide?
Yeah, and it makes me wonder what, obviously we're hearing about this now, but it's because Hillary lost.
Right.
Where is this guy headed if Hillary doesn't lose?
Oh, exactly.
The director of the FBI?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he could have very well be. And this is what puts all this stuff into question. And Rosenstein, I mean, he's given answers and kind of fending off this stuff, but it's like he's not about to admit that, the situation, even on the surface, appears tainted. Just on the surface. I mean, without going deep into it, just hearing what Jim Jordan, what DeSantis, and what Trey Gowdy had to say, It's like, whoa, this is crazy when you take a look at exactly how it all came down. Well, the conversation will continue. Thank you for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We are live.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJ.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We always love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Rabbi Jonathan Bernis joins us now, the president and CEO of Jewish Voice Ministries. Jonathan, always good to have you with us. My brain, because I just want to be a little bit of a brat to tell everybody that, you can't say we're prejudiced, because one of my friends is a rabbi and he's on my show every once in a while. And I all of a sudden sound like, Judge Roy Moore's wife or something, you know. It's just hysterical. But, hey, happy Hanukkah. Let me say that up front.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be with you this morning.
Hey, always good. Hey, before we get into, Jerusalem, everything that's Israel right now, and with the Palestinians and all that's happening there, let's talk a little bit about the celebration of Hanukkah.
Sure. Well, this is the second day of Hanukkah. It's an 8-day celebration. Mm-hmm. That goes back to the intertestamental period. It's the story of a group of guerrilla fighters around 165 BC that fought against the largest empire at that time, the Greco-Syrian Empire, that had subjugated the people of Israel, desecrated the temple, so they weren't able to worship in the temple. Mm-hmm. Antiochus Epiphanes, his name's come up, in end time study, because he was an antichrist, type of antichrist.
Right.
Who, sacrificed pigs on the altar so the temple could no longer be used.
Mm-hmm.
And then started forcing Jewish people at the edge of the sword to bow down to their gods. Well, there was a ragtag army known as the Maccabees.
Maccabees, right. Mm-hmm.
That, it may be the first use of guerrilla warfare in history. And this tiny band of fighters in the end defeated the greatest known empire of the world at the time. And when they went to rededicate the temple, Bill, they had found enough oil in the crevices of the temple to burn for one day, to relight the lampstand for one day.
Mm-hmm.
And the miracle of Hanukkah is that it burned for 8 days until they could render new oil. And so we celebrate this holiday found in the Book of Maccabees, which is an apocryphal book.
Mm-hmm.
But part of our history, we celebrate this miracle of the oil for 8 days by lighting the Hanukkah. And, of course, there's a symbolism that connects for Christians. And that is, we light the other candles with the Shamash candle or servant candle. So this servant lights the other candles, and this is the Feast of Lights.
Mm.
It's the Feast of Lights, and it's the Feast of Dedication. Well, you can make the connections. Of course, Jesus is the light of the world. We're called in him to be the light of the world, to be his light. He lights us, and it's also a time where we can rededicate ourselves to the Lord And one other thing, without Hanukkah, there would have been no Christmas. So that connects the two holidays together.
Well, explain that a little bit, because I know some people, you know, that has come up from time to time, and they go, I don't quite get the connection that without Hanukkah, we don't have Christmas.
Sure. Well, the survival of the Jewish people has been a commitment that God made in his word repeatedly. In Jeremiah 31, it says the sun and moon declare God's supernatural preservation of the Jewish people. And the story of Hanukkah is another story of an effort to destroy the Jewish people, but God prevails, sustains his people, and the Messiah is then born 165 years later. Mm-hmm. What if the Greco-Syrians had destroyed the Jewish people? There would have been no Messiah, because Jesus had to come through the line of David, had
exactly.
to come through the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, we see where the odds seemingly insurmountable against God's people, and with God, you know, people of faith plus God always come to victory. And this miracle of Hanukkah and the remembrance of it, Jonathan, has just got to reaffirm your faith in God all the more. This is what I love about this ceremony. Though it is Jewish, and you are a Messianic Jew, which means that you believe in Jesus as the Messiah, and that is your heart and your experience and your commitment. But, you know, you see the totality of the good news of what God's hand in our lives is all about here. And
it just has to, and
I appreciate you coming on, because I want people of all faith to understand how comprehensive, how holistic, how perfect, because everything about God in its totality is everything that you need and would want to be. And his hand is demonstrated in this in such a miraculous way that you can't look to some political leader or some other other force of nature, but it is God himself to direct the events of humanity, because his plans ultimately will reign. And time and again, whenever we look particularly at Bible prophecy, you know, we share on this in this show quite often that you know, to date, about 2/3 of prophecy has been played out. And as you just mentioned, all this led to the prophecy of, the servant God, Jesus, coming to redeem us. So 2/3 have already been played out at 1,000%. Not one has been missed. God said it would be, and so it is, and it has happened. And we've got about 1/3 left of prophecy yet to be fulfilled. And I often question people. I say, well, if God's batting 1,000% on the first 2/3 of prophecy, what are the chances that that average will continue to the remaining 1/3?
Exactly, exactly. And I just want to say the fullness, as a Jewish believer in Jesus, the fullness of Hanukkah, a celebration that I observed since I was a little boy, mm-hmm. is so rich now. I light the candles with my wife and two little girls, mm-hmm. and we declare that Jesus, Yeshua, is the light of the world,
yeah.
and that he served us as we light the other candles, and now we are to be a light to the world. We celebrate the miracle of the oil. And of course, you have the abomination of the desolation taking mm-hmm. place with the desecration of the temple. And we rejoice that it was re-cleansed again, and then Jesus came into that temple, and now we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's a real full package, Phil.
It really is. And I mean, I got to tell you, it's giving me goosebumps again to hear you speak of it in this context. And this is why I so appreciate the Old Testament history, and particularly our Jewish brothers who have grown up with this. I mean, for me, I was raised Catholic and Christian. So, my understanding is deeper in the New Testament. But time and again, when I consider and study the Old Testament, it reinforces the new. And just like what we're talking about here right now, you just can't help but come away from when you understand these elements and these nuances that you take for granted, as you say, like Jesus being the light of the world and the menorah and what Hanukkah is all about, and you go, thank you, God. And I mean, that's like an understatement.
Yes.
Rabbi Jonathan Bernis is with us. When we come back, we are going to talk about Jerusalem and Donald Trump's announcement this past week. Stay with us. More from Rabbi Jonathan Bernis right after this.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
How many of us make New Year's resolutions tied to losing weight, more exercise, and overall physical fitness? Well, American Century Investments' Jay Hummel says, don't forget about financial fitness.
New Year's is the perfect time to reassess your finances, as well as to educate yourself on financial solutions that can help you prepare for all of your life stages, including retirement.
Find out how at AmericanCentury.com. That's AmericanCentury.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christ.
your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's just the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you, America, on this very independent radio show, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Rabbi Jonathan Bernis remains with us, a Jewish believer in Jesus, who has been a leader in Messianic Jewish ministry for more than 30 years and currently serves as the president and CEO of the Jewish Voice Ministries International. Jonathan, let's talk about what Donald Trump has done in announcing and reaffirming basically an act that was passed back in 1995. Just a couple of summary points about the U.S. Jerusalem Embassy Act of 1995, and that is, number one, every sovereign nation, including Israel, may designate its own capital. Number two, since 1950, the city of Jerusalem has been the capital of the state of Israel. We're going to go on to number seven for the interest of time. Since 67, Jerusalem has been a united city administered by Israel. Number nine strongly believes that Jerusalem must remain an undivided city. And number 17, in 1996, the state of Israel will celebrate the 3,000th anniversary of the Jewish presence in Jerusalem since King David's entry, which predates Israel's presence prior to all current Arab claims. That's just a quick highlight summary of the U.S. Jerusalem Embassy Act of 1995. We've had three presidents at least who have affirmed this and said that we should acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and that the U.S. Embassy should be there. And now we have the reaction from both sides.
Well, you've laid out the facts. And facts are facts. 1995, the U.S. Congress voted to move the embassy, and for 22 years now, presidents have been signing an executive order to delay that decision. President Trump finally said, I'm not signing it this time, which I think was a great, great decision. Listen, Israel is a sovereign nation. And they declared Israel as their capital a long, long time ago, 57 years ago. And more importantly, Jerusalem biblically has been the capital of Israel, the capital of the Jewish people for 3,000 years. So this is Trump, whether he realized it or not, set himself in agreement with the scriptures. And I think I see nothing but blessing ahead for America because of that decision.
Exactly. Well, and one of the things we've been pointing out to our audience here, again, affirmed in scripture, that of all places God would place his name, what city did God choose of all the places on the earth that he could have chose to place his very name? It was the city of Jerusalem that his name is there. So there's something hugely significant about this city. And to, you know, and I agree with you that a blessing is forthcoming, because God also said, which was one of those prophetic statements in talking to Abram, he said, those who bless you will be blessed, and those who will be cursed will be cursed. And God, true to his word, leads us to believe that America is in a position to be greatly blessed.
Absolutely. That decree in Genesis 12:3 is just as true today as it was when God declared it to Abraham over him and the offspring that would come forth from him. So this is a very, very good decision, and I hope that the U.S. carries through with this and does, in fact, move the embassy. And I know there's been some backlash, but I think that will subside. Israel was supposed to be pushed into the sea in 1948, and not only has Israel survived, but prospered. And so will Jerusalem as her capital, and the U.S. will experience that prosperity for aligning with God's word.
Well, the thing that surprises me a little bit here, Jonathan, maybe you can help me understand, is after the Six-Day War, Israel had it all. They had all the land. And to be nice, to make nice, they accommodated the Palestinians. And it almost reminds you when God had given the promised land to the Jews, He said, protect your boundaries. Do not make any treaties with any outside agent. And no sooner does Israel get the land and they make this treaty, because they're pressured by the internationals to accommodate the Palestinians. And here we are, because it's been kicked down the road since the 60s, and now it's much more complicated. But I, like you, I am looking at the response here, and you know, the 3 days of all kinds of horror that was going to take place, it's been not quite there. So, and I believe that perhaps the reason that it hasn't been played out to the degree that Abbas and others have suggested and have declared it to be is because of the hand of God is heavy upon that area right now.
I agree. And listen, Israel wants peace desperately. And they'll do anything for peace, but peace will not come by giving the land that God decreed to belong to the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob back to, not even back to anyone. So this has been an appeasement that has not worked. And in fact, every time Israel has given land to the Palestinians, it's been somewhat disastrous. So anytime America has forced Israel to try to give land for peace, it's been disastrous. So
exactly.
God has made himself very clear in this whole process, I think. This is the land that I've given to you and your offspring, Abraham.
And to your point, going back to what we talked about in Genesis 12:3, the curse is that every time America has pressured Israel to trade land for peace, we have been hit. I know you call it a coincidence, but within 24 hours, we've been hit with a national disaster that is, to this point, over 70 times this has taken place. You would think our diplomats would figure out we probably shouldn't mess around with that by now, wouldn't you?
Bill? Would you think? It's so easy to see if you have eyes to see. It's God is making himself clear on his position here.
Well, the Palestinians, Hamas, others, you know, the one thing about Donald Trump has been a rather exposing agent, I would say, speaking of Hanukkah and speaking of the light of truth. And this is not to make Donald Trump more than what he is. He's a human being just like us, used by God. And when God uses leaders, it is magnificent. And often, you know, he will use, you know, sometimes those that are said to be less than. Of course, we heard statements from the FBI that referred to our president as being loathsome and being an idiot. Well, that loathsome idiot, God seems to be using to expose the lies on all fronts, including not only in America, but certainly with the history of Israel and what's going on right now. I think it's quite fascinating to watch this played out on the international stage, don't you think?
I absolutely do. Bill, God can use a donkey.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm not making a connection.
No, I know.
Donald Trump is far from perfect. He's an imperfect vessel, but God is using him in a powerful way. I really believe that, and I don't just believe it, I see it.
Right.
I see him making decisions that are honoring God, honoring the Word of God, and I'm rejoicing because I think we're being given another chance as a nation.
And as you say, Donald Trump is not perfect, and as we look in the mirror, we realize we're far from perfect as well. And this is why we continue to pray for our leaders, as the Word of God admonishes us to do, and understand that it is God that places people in positions of authority, and God's hand directly placed Donald Trump in the position that he is for a time such as this. Rabbi Jonathan Bernis, thank you so much. Shalom to you. Again, thank the leaders for allowing us to share you with us, and happy Hanukkah.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. Celebrating holidays and the new year, Sprint and Prince Royce are launching the Live Unlimited The Dreams Academy contest. Interested musicians and bands can upload a video showcasing their talents for a chance to win money and mentorship by Royce, helping turn dreams into reality. Entries must be in by December 31st. Supporters can vote for their favorite aspiring artist starting January 2nd. Prince Royce, award-winning artist and Sprint ambassador.
What's up, guys? It's Prince Royce. My friend and Sprint and I are excited to bring you the Live Unlimited Dreams Academy contest. The winner will receive $10,000 plus an in-person mentoring session with me. Make sure to enter and vote at sprint.com/dreams and share on social media using hashtags Live Unlimited and contest.
Enter at sprint.com/dreams now. No purchase necessary. Must be 18. Ends at 11:59:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2017. See contest official rules for details, including specifics on eligibility and entry requirements needed to qualify. Void where prohibited.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little land. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night. With a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as
your program,
big as a
your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Sorry, big guy. I didn't mean to cut you off. Songs for the season. And we're happy to share them with you and happy to be sharing all this great insight from the experts that know as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You're hearing me with a little bit of a cold and you're probably seeing as you walk around more and more people are sniffling these days. And of course, we're in this middle of flu season. According to the CDC, influenza activity begins in the months of October and November, peaks between December and February. I thought I was going to, I was going to avoid a cold, at least. I'm doing everything I can to avoid the next step, which is influenza. But annually, believe it or not, more than 200,000 people are hospitalized due to complications from the flu, and the majority of those are over the age of 65. Now, in order to reduce the spread of flu during the holidays and long after, experts assert flu vaccinations are still the number one way to prevent proliferation of the flu. Tanya Shackelford joins us right now. She's a pharmacist and director of clinical and professional services with Fred's Pharmacy. And in her bag, her red bag of gifts, she has for us the gift of health this holiday season. Tanya, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about, because I know you got the top 5 flu fighter tips for healthier holidays. So we're listening very closely to your advice and taking notes. So what are those top 5 ways?
Well, like you said, the number one way to prevent the flu is get your flu shot. Mm-hmm. The flu vaccination is definitely the best way to go. The next thing would be, and you hear this all the time, but it's true, wash your hands and wash mm-hmm. them often. If you feel the need to cough or sneeze into your elbow to catch all those germs and prevent the viruses from spreading more. And a big one that we don't listen to often enough, if you're sick, stay home, mm-hmm. stay away from school or work where you're going to be around people that you can spread viruses.
Exactly.
And then, of course, encourage everyone else, not just your own, get your own flu shot, but encourage everyone else to get their flu shot, especially those 65 and over. As you said, they are very susceptible to complications from the flu. Each year in the U.S., 6 out of 10 flu-related hospital stays are for 65 and over, mm-hmm. and 9 out of 10 flu-related deaths are for people 65 and older.
Wow. Wow. What about younger people? Are kids still vulnerable? Because at one point I was told
Absolutely.
It was kind of a little bit of a bell curve. Yeah, we had 65 plus, but you also have, babies, 5-year-olds and under. Is that still in play?
Yes, absolutely. Those young and those older are the ones that, the younger children don't have the immunity built up.
Mm-hmm.
And then 65 and over, you start to see an age-related decline in the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then in between, you've got, people with other conditions like diabetes or heart disease, lung disease. Those are often groups that are also very susceptible to flu-related complications.
Exactly. Well, part of the deal that we run into, as you mentioned, is the social graces of, when you have the flu, do your friends, your family a favor, and the rest of us who don't know you that would might maybe like to know you, but we don't really want to share in your situation and the disease. And I know it's not your intent necessarily to do that, but we need to kind of raise the level of self-responsibility. I mean, for me, the reason I got what I got was because of a family friend that decided to come to a family event, and they knew they were sick, and it's like, okay, thanks for sharing. And of course, the whole evening, the body language, everything was, I got to stay away from this person, right? So it's like, oh my gosh, this is like, something is so goofy about this. But we need to understand, it's not like we're all germaphobes, but we understand that, when we do get sick, it does compromise things.
Absolutely. And we've got a lot of upcoming events and parties and traveling, and there's a lot of more people, and we tend to get a little bit closer around the holidays with some hugs and whatnot. Mm. So now is the time to get your flu shot to make sure you're prepared for all that.
Exactly. So after you get the flu vaccine, Tanya, how long does it take to get full protection?
So it can take up to 2 weeks for full protection, which is why it's important to run out to your Fred's Pharmacy today
mm-hmm.
and get your flu shot. No appointment, no waiting. They can screen you and help you figure out which type of flu vaccine is most suited for you. But, yeah, it does take up to 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, if we're being self-responsible about, dealing with the flu, then, our families, our friends, people that we come in contact are going to be rightfully protected in a sense, right?
Absolutely. It's the more people that get vaccinated, the more we can fight the flu as a group. It's that whole herd mentality.
Uh-huh.
The fewer people that can be carriers, then the fewer people that are going to get sick.
Why is it that people don't get the flu vaccine?
There's a lot of myths out there. There's a lot of people that think that you will often hear, well, last year I got the flu vaccine and it gave me the flu,
mm-hmm.
Which is not true. It's not a live vaccine. It can't give you the flu. What generally happens is that, like we talked about, the 2-week incubation or protective time frame, you could already have been exposed to the flu before you got the flu shot or shortly mm-hmm. thereafter, and then you ended up with the flu. Or it was, not necessarily the best match for the year. But if you do get a flu shot and end up with the flu, because of the strain mismatch, it's normally a much lighter version of the flu than you would have gotten if you weren't protected at all.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, you know, those that are most vulnerable, people over 65, younger kids whose immunity is not fully developed, you know, we need to be very vigilant about it, and why not take advantage? I mean, the whole flu vaccine, I mean, the reason that it continues to be out there and gain acceptance is because it works, doesn't it?
It absolutely works. It absolutely works.
And I guess that's the whole bottom line of all this, is that why not protect yourself if, you know, you have something that has veracity, there's enough empirical evidence to say, look, this is helping people, and especially in those vulnerable areas, and understanding that we got to get outside of the urban legend and the myths that are out there, as you just addressed, Tanya, and lean a shoulder at a local pharmacy, at a Fred's pharmacy, and get your flu shot. You're in, you're out, no appointment necessary, right?
That's absolutely correct.
Well, where can everybody go for more information on the flu and places near us, you know, to get a vaccination?
So if you go to fredsinc.com, you can find information about flu and the flu shot, as well as our locations. And you'll be able to find a location near you that you can run out today and, as you said, lend a shoulder.
Exactly. Well, Tanya, as Tanya pointed out, you know, the top five flu fighter tips for a healthy holiday season, you know, number one, okay, we're going to get a flu vaccination. Wash your hands often, okay? It's not because you're a germaphobe. It's, you know, you'd be surprised. Right, Tanya? How many people, you know, touch things and the germs can be there, and you know, we have to think of you know, some good hygiene here, right?
We have to be diligent with that.
Right.
Just take one germ.
Exactly. So the third thing, you sneeze into your elbow, okay? You know, go and share it out with everybody else, and so sneeze into your elbow. Stay home from school or work when you're sick, okay? That's probably one of the biggest offenses that people still come to work. You go, you're sick. What are you doing here? And, of course, encourage everyone, especially those 65-plus, to get vaccinated. Tanya Shackelford has been with us. Tanya, good stuff. Thank you for coming on and sharing it with us and keeping us healthy this holiday season.
Thank you for having me.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by GSK. Cases and outbreaks of meningococcal disease, or meningitis, continue to be reported on college campuses in the United States. Teens and young adults attending college are at increased risk for meningitis because infectious diseases tend to spread wherever large groups of people gather together. Jamie Shanbaum, U.S. para athlete, meningitis survivor, and GSK spokesperson.
I was in my first semester at my dream college when I got sick. What I first thought was a flu turned out to be meningitis. I was in the hospital for 7 months, lost all 10 of my fingers, and had both legs amputated below the knee. I didn't know that meningitis could lead to that.
Although uncommon, meningitis can be fatal or cause disability, sometimes within 24 hours. In the United States, 1 in 10 of those who contract it will die, and 1 in 5 survivors will suffer lifelong impact. With many teens and young adults home for the holidays, take 5 minutes to talk to a doctor about the 2 different types of vaccines that help protect against the 5 vaccine preventable groups of meningitis. Learn more at meningitis.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Always room for the Duck Boys, you know that, you know, okay? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. I had a real treat for you. Host, actor, TV director, award-winning dancer, and Broadway star Alfonso Rivero is with us. Alfonso, how you doing?
I'm good, my man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to be talking to you. This is getting to be an annual event between us. Hey, I understand, you know, at your house when people come there, that you've got the ballroom big award, Dancing with the Stars, right there in the entryway, surrounded with mistletoe and everything. Is that true, or is that just a urban legend?
No, that's an urban legend. It is in the house. It's moved from my entryway into my office. You know, I think there's a limited amount of time that you're allowed to actually have your Mirrorball trophy in the entryway, and we've definitely gone past the three-year mark. It needed to go into the office, where if someone wants to see it, I can take them to see it. It's not right when they walk in.
Exactly. But how cool is that? I mean, you know, and it's, you know, and it's hard to think that it was 3 years ago. But I, you know, and I was seeing you perform, and of course, you know, people say, well, do you know Alfonso? I said, look at, you know, we were in the theater together. I mean, I remember seeing you, you know, I shared with you, in fact, I'm heading to, New York City as soon as I'm off the air today, and cause we always catch, some plays and do a little business there, in the city. But I remember seeing you when you were a little kid on Broadway playing the lead role of the Tony winning musical, The Tap Dance Kid. So I say, do I know Alfonso? I was there in the theater with him.
I shared many a night.
Yes, exactly. Well, all very enjoyable, and we thank you so much. I mean, God has gifted you so much, and you're so cool to, you know, share your gifts and talents, and we just wish you all the best. Give everybody a real quick update on, you know, what mischief you're up to these days.
Well, obviously, you know, I'm on America's Funniest Home Videos, and it truly is one of the greatest jobs I've had in my life. You know, to be able to laugh every day. You know, now that I'm a family guy, you know, I've got three kids, a 15-year-old, 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old. There's nothing like great family time together, and you know, you can sit down on Sunday nights every Sunday on ABC. You know, 7, 6 Central. We're now at 7 and at 8 o'clock. On ABC every Sunday night, and to be able to sit down with your family and enjoy is so important. And especially now during the holidays, you know, the holidays are all about your family, right? And
exactly.
You want to spend as much time together and be able to be relaxed you know, especially once your shopping is out of the way and you can hang out but still stay connected. You know, when you have in-laws and you're in your family, we normally spend our Christmases with my in-laws. They've got four kids out there, and so our kids can enjoy and spend time with them and with all the cousins. But my family, my side of the family is in Florida, and so you want to be able to, you know, keep in contact through the holidays and be able to talk. And I've teamed up with Straight Talk Wireless to promote, you know, and tell people how to kind of deal and have some tips for the holidays, right?
Exactly.
Holidays can be incredibly stressful. And one of the things that I think stresses most families out is, you know, the cost of, you know, extra fees on their phones and running out of data and needing to re-up their data plans and hidden fees. Well, Straight Talk Wireless has a great plan. It's the $55 Ultimate Unlimited plan where you have unlimited data, unlimited talk, unlimited text. And this will make life incredibly, you know, take a lot of stress out of everyone's lives. And there's nothing worse than running out of data, during the holidays. You want to be able to talk with your family and stream movies, especially when you're in the car for the kids. And this plan is a great plan because there's no hidden fees. You know what you're spending. And so you can make your budget for the holidays and know where you are.
You know, when I first heard about Straight Talk Wireless, I said, it is about time. And that somebody did this, Alfonso, and I'm congratulate them on their marketing and their ability to see the need in the marketplace, and especially as you say, for you know, a season like this when things are real hectic, and we're looking to you know, do what we can to manage the budget. I mean, we've got some good news about some tax reform coming, but meanwhile, we got to get to February, we're told, until the IRS is willing to, you know, open up the coffers a little bit for us, so we can keep a little bit more of our money. But meanwhile, we can start saving today by getting involved with Straight Talk Wireless, right?
But yeah, you can definitely save, especially, you know, I think a lot of us spend a lot of our time on our smartphones, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of connect to the world now. A lot of our news we get on our smartphones, and how we connect with people, whether it's email, text, we're constantly in contact with the world through our phones. And so knowing that Straight Talk Wireless has nationwide coverage on the largest networks, knows that no matter where you are, you're going to have great coverage. And a great deal, right? So it's easy to switch over, and you're going to save money on your monthly bill. There's no contracts, credit checks, mystery fees, and you know, it's the mystery fees to me that are such the difficult part of when you want to get a phone and what plan to choose, right? Because you really don't know what it's going to be at the end of the month, right? And knowing that you've got $55 and it's completely unlimited, there's nothing better than that.
Well, it's almost like you need an accountant with you when you open up the bill from your mobile carrier. You go, wait a minute, you know, how can, you know, why is it this complicated? It's got every different line and, you know, fees, and, you know, your brain's about ready to burst, and all you want to do is just pay the bill and get on with your day, right?
Absolutely. It's, you know, when you go into the store and you buy a phone, don't you want to know ultimately, like, how much you're spending? Right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
This is your plan. You're like, cool. Now I know how much I'm spending and I can do a budget for my family. Well, with most other companies, you can't, because you don't know what you're going to be. And every month, your bill changes. You have no idea where you are in your billing cycle. It's just all way too complicated. And, knowing that you're going to spend $55 on this plan is perfect.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about some of the tips and tricks that you use for your family for the holiday season, because, as you said, you know, the holiday is about family time. It's about having more time together with our loved ones. I mean, you're in California. I'm here in Florida, by the way, so if you need me to stop by the family and take them a box of churros or something like that, you know, I'm here to serve. I'm here to help you out, Alfonso, whatever I can do for you, because I know you're a busy man.
You know what? The greatest tip is that, you know, you want to be able to stay connected with everyone. And, you know, for me, you know, a lot of it is, you know, I want to hang out and have personal time with the family. But you can't be with everybody all the time, right? Mm-hmm. You've got friends, you've got family. They all live in different parts of the country. You want to stay connected. And when you do reach out, you want to know that you can reach out. I think that is an incredible, you know, it's something that we all need to be able to have, right? We all want to be able to connect with the people. And I think the holiday season is really all about that. And then, you know, leading up to the holidays, you know, a lot of it is like we no longer need to go to stores to go shopping, right? So you can do everything on your phone. Well, you know, it would really not be fun when you're trying to, you know, pay or, you know, get whatever it is you want to buy and have it sent to either family members or friends or just yourself, that you run out of data, right? And so, for me, I use my smartphone in the smart way, right? We connect our schedules, knowing where we are. I'm all over the place. My wife is typically, you know, at home with the kids, and where am I? She can look on, you know, on her smartphone and know that we have our shared schedules, and it's such a major part of our lives, and it really does either one create so much tension in your life when it's not going smoothly, but in this case, it's going to, you know, allow you the ability to kind of relax and allow the holidays to just be a lot less stressful.
Yeah, unless you want to have some excitement and be a troublemaker in the household and just short circuit the kids on their data and, you know, just for fun and just watch the reaction, right?
Yeah, you know, but I think that just brings tension. That just brings in the house.
Yeah,
that,
well, you don't want to necessarily do it around the holidays, but, you know, sometimes when you get bored and you have nothing better to do, you know, hey, you can tell, you know, my kids have fun with me and I have fun with them, but you always, it's all about timing, you know, with some of these things, you know, so.
Absolutely, and that's why this plan right now is great during the holidays, but I wouldn't mess with my 15-year-old like that. That would go real bad with my daughter.
Well, but if you do, you know, you capture it on video and then you share it on America's Funniest Videos, right? I'm sure Vin DeBona wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't mind. He'd say, yeah, why not, you know?
He'd be all in on that. The problem is I can't win because I'm, you know, I'm working on the show, so I couldn't win, you know, the $100,000.
Well, no, but you're a giver. You're a giver. You just pass it on because that's the way you are.
We're working on sending in a package this season of all my family bloopers. So they'll get a chance to see one this season.
Well, that's great. So we talk about the upcoming season. What else do we have to look forward to as we wrap things up here, Alfonso?
Well, like I said, we are super excited on AFB. We're at 7 and at 8 o'clock right now on Sunday night, you know, and there's nothing better than that. You know, we've proven to ABC that we are, you know, a great commodity for them on their Sunday nights. And so until American Idol starts, that's where we are. And, you know, I'm also an ambassador for the PGA.
Yes, exactly. Wow.
And, so I will be in Florida come January, playing in the Diamond Resorts Invitational.
Excellent.
In Orlando. And, you know, so I've got my golf side too. I just signed on with Ping as my, club sponsor.
Oh, wow.
They are now, building me and taking care of me on the club side. So, I put all of that to the test.
Getting you all perfectly fitted. No, so have you figured out how Johnson and all these guys were able to hit a 7-iron, you know, 200 yards? Have you figured that out yet?
Well, I'm not. My 7-iron doesn't go 200, but it does go 180. So
yeah, but I'm just, it's ridiculous. It's like it goes well, Johnny. You know, he's about 200 yards away. I think he's using a 7-iron. You know,
well, I think that's when it's downwind. I don't think he's hitting a 7-iron. 200 all the time in most conditions, but you know when it's hot outside, the ball, you get more compression, the ball flies a little further. But
yep.
on a normal day, my 7.
We got to leave it there. Alfonso Rivero, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Alfonso.
Happy doing laundry with detergents. Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge?